All right, injury report. We've got Latimer out and Paxton out. That's it. Questions?
On top of the receivers that we knew about, the Giants have already ruled out Olivier Vernon, their top two running backs. Is that going to change anything, knowing that he's not coming off the edge either?
No. No, it doesn't. You know, our game plan is done. You know, our focus is in the barn, so to speak. You know, so, you know, whatever, whoever plays on Sunday, not our concern. You know, our game plan is pretty much done.
Back in March, remember you said that Todd Davis was exactly the kind of linebacker you were looking for from that position. Yeah. How has he continued to impress you over the last several months?
Todd's been great. You know, when you're talking about our run defense, I mean, Todd's a big part of that. He's made a lot of big plays. You know, Todd's job starts with, you know, being the QB of the defense. That's his job, getting guys lined up and making the correct calls, and he's been excellent at that, you know, along with being a physical presence for us inside. So I've been really impressed with how Todd's played.
Outside of saying it's Vaughn used it, it's Sunday Night Football, everybody's watching. That's
sure.
A good way to get out.
Sure.
What other ways, when you start, I mean, obviously your players see the injury report that's coming from the other side,
right.
Other ways do you use to make sure you remind them that you can't fall asleep?
Well, it's the NFL. You know, it's a tough league. You know, and our team is a very mature team. They get it. You know, they understand that any team could beat you, you know, any given Sunday. You know, and, you know, so it hadn't been a problem as far as getting our guys up to play. Again, it's really about our standards. You know, each week you want to work to the point where you can play your best game each week. It doesn't matter who you're playing, you know. So that hadn't changed for us. You know, our goal Sunday is to play our best game of the year. Thus far, that's our goal.
Do you ever bring up instances where there was a situation like this, maybe where you go and then either team A lost, and do you bring those type of situations up, or do you have to? Or?
No, I don't. You know, if you are, you've missed a boat, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, if you are on Saturday night talking about a team that's gotten beaten by a team who's been injured, you missed a boat all week. You know, that conversation was a brief one on Monday morning. You know, and that's behind us. You know, so moving forward, we're talking about our assignments, our details, our focus, commitment, and being physical on Sunday night.
Vince, we talked earlier this week about the unpredictability of your defense in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Do you see the benefits for your offense as it kind of gets its footing, that it's not playing from behind early on?
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, obviously playing great defense, you know, in the first quarter and in the third, that helps you win football games, because it gives both sides of the ball time to adjust, you know, to have some success, you know, in all three phases. So absolutely, if you're not chasing teams in the first and second half, you know, it's a good thing for both sides of the ball.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right,
thank you, James.
I like Friday.